There are three possibilities as to why a personal life licence might be recalled to prison. The first is that they've committed a further serious offence. Secondly, it may be that their behaviour has deteriorated so much, their probation officer fears that they're going to become a risk to the public again. So without doing anything, they may yet still be recalled to prison. Or thirdly, it may be minor breaches of their conditions, for example, failing to turn up to appointments, or even specific conditions in this case. For example, both Venables and his co-defendant Thompson both banned from entering the Liverpool area or in any way trying to contact each other. What complicates this case so much, apart from the fact that it's extremely high profile and it's such a memorable, iconic case, is that there is an anonymity order which was put in place by Judge Butler Sloss back in 2001, and both the two of them have completely new identities and new lives. And they're even disclosing the nature of what has gone on and the reasons why Venables is being recalled could begin to tear away that and compromise that anonymity. And so there's now a debate going on within Whitehall as to how far they can meet that requirement for more detail about what's happened. Here I think we're going to see a real trial of strength between the tabloid media in particular and the government over whether or not they, given that anonymity should remain.
Now, the Ministry of Justice went to great lengths to create a new identity for him, as well as the investment made in his rehabilitation. It's very early days yet, but do you think this case could have implications for the rehabilitation of children who commit serious offences?
Well, without doubt, the rehabilitation of Thompson and Venables has been long held up as a model of the possibilities of rehabilitation. And I think it's important to understand the atmosphere in which the trial of the two boys took place, because a large section of public opinion believed them to be evil beyond redemption. They were repeatedly described in the press as being, and a campaign of hatred against them. And yet a serious investment was made in their rehabilitation, to the extent that at least one of them we know has passed A-levels, they've become articulate enough to express their emotions and remorse before a parole board in order to secure their release. And although we don't know what the nature of what Venables has done to justify his recall to prison, the depth of the more seriousness of what he's done will determine whether or not that rehabilitation case continues to bite and cut across the feeling of popular feeling that they are just evil and have to be dealt with by being locked away forever.